This podcast is intended to help you heal from your Cyton laser, whether it be resurfacing, micro laser peel, profractional, or some combination of all of those procedures, which is generally what most patients are going to have. Now, this is an ablative laser, and what ablative means is there are areas of your skin that are completely vaporized. After a procedure like this, you should expect to have some bleeding that will last for maybe up to minutes to an hour after your procedure. We put a thick coat of Aquaphor immediately on this bloody tissue, so it does look a little bit like maybe raspberry jelly, but after your first shower, which can typically be done the next morning after your surgery, things will look a lot better. So what I'd like to do with this podcast is take you through different stages of healing and what you need to be careful of. Now, before your procedure, in general, you've likely been prepping your skin with hydroquinone with or without Retin-A. And as you get closer to the couple days before your surgery, the more hydrated your skin is, the better your procedure is going to go. So you may want to stop these products about 3 days prior to the procedure if they're making you dry, and that will help to add a little bit more moisture in your skin. These lasers are attracted to that moisture, and that's why you will get a better treatment if you're well hydrated. Also, hopefully you've been avoiding sun for at least 2 weeks prior to this procedure. We start everyone on viral prophylaxis, which is either Valtrex or acyclovir, and you'll either start the day prior to your procedure or the day of your procedure, or maybe even a couple of days prior if you have a strong history of cold sores. You should stay on this medication until your skin is healed over, and in general, for a deeper laser, we'll write for a prescription that lasts 10 days. You also want to plan on being able to avoid irritants. Irritants can be anything as simple as perfumes that are in soaps and hair care products or detergents. So if you're going to be kind of this gross, oozy mess for several days, it's wise to do some laundry with some towels, pillowcases, t-shirts, washcloths, hair bands, things like that that will be close to or touching your skin in either Tide-Free, Ivory Snow, Dreft, something that's made for little kids and or babies with who have sensitive skin. And then what I would do is dry them without fabric softener so that you basically have kind of pure textiles that are going to be touching your skin without any kind of irritation. Irritants in them. Another thing that you can do is just do a second wash after you've washed them once with detergent, using no detergent, and then drying them. It's also good to plan on how to protect expensive upholstery and things like that, because you will be kind of oozy and gross. So you may have some extra towels sitting around that you're going to put like on the back of your couch or use around your neck, kind of like a little bit of a shawl if things are a little bit drippy. Now, after you wake up from your laser, if you've had it in the operating room or after it's completed in the office, you will notice that for probably the next half an hour to 45 minutes, things really burn a lot. This typically subsides in less than an hour, and then most people would describe this as irritated and stingy, but it's usually not tremendously painful. You want to keep a thick coat of Aquaphor on your skin. And early on, like I said, you might be bloody and even weepy, and you may have to reapply this every couple of hours. The goal is not to let anything dry out. Most patients can go ahead and take a shower about 12 to 24 hours after their laser. You have a burn on your skin, so you need to make sure that the water is not too hot when you get in the shower, and take with you a gauze pad or something like one of the fresh washcloths that you have cleaned, because you can dab gently against your skin. If you're going to be cleansing it, I would recommend that you use something like a Cetaphil or gentle cleanser. You can also use baby shampoo. Baby shampoo, even though it's not going to make your hair look gorgeous, is a wonderful shampoo to be using right after your laser, because because it has less irritating substances in it, which will drain down on your face. So baby shampoo is great to use until your skin's had a chance to heal over. Now, cold compresses and soaks on your skin can be extremely helpful. You can do this a variety of ways based on your comfort. One way is making a pint of ice water with about a dash, like a tablespoon or two of just white vinegar in that water, and then placing a bunch of gauze pads so that they get cold, and lay those gauze pads directly against your skin. You can rotate the gauze pads to allow for fresh moisture and fresh cold against your skin. Some people find this too irritating and may not be able to do this until the second day after their procedure, but these kinds of cold compresses and soaks with that little bit of vinegar not only help to kill bacteria on the skin, but also soothe it and clean it. So if you can do something like this, I would absolutely encourage it. You can keep the cold water in the refrigerator and add the ice chips or ice cubes before you start using it to keep it as cold as possible, which will add some pain relief. After you get out of the shower, you want to dab everything a little bit drier and then reapply a thick coat of Aquaphor. Think of it as like the thickness that you would use to make a nice peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Now, because we live in such a dry climate, you might be even more comfortable setting a humidifier or cold air vaporizer next to your bed, especially at night, so you're getting that nice, cool moisture always drenching your skin. Remember to keep minimal contact with your skin with anything that has additives, perfumes, botanicals, things like that, because you can easily develop like a contact dermatitis or allergic reaction to something that typically would not be bothering you. If you find that you're getting extremely itchy, think back about if there were any products touching your skin, and go ahead and take Benadryl very liberally. You can take 50 milligrams every 4 to 6 hours, and also add something like Zyrtec or Claritin or Allegra that will also help to combat this itching. Most of the time when people start developing that real bad itching and almost a rash appearance is that their skin has kind of healed over and they're ready to transition to their next form of skincare, yet they keep adding thick coats of Aquaphor to their skin and it's really ready for less moisture. So you're going to see this happen a little bit more at the end of your healing phase, and that can be anywhere from 3 days for light lasers to 7 to 10 days for heavy lasers. If you find that that's happening, do take the Benadryl and the the H1 blocker, like the Zyrtec or Claritin, and also apply a thick coat of hydrocortisone ointment or cream that you've purchased from the grocery store on your skin every couple of hours for about 24 hours. Now, that'll sting when you first put it on there, but you should start getting relief within a few minutes. Usually doing this very aggressively for about 12 to 24 hours will stop that itching cycle and that allergic cycle. Now, a big question is, when can you transition to medical barrier cream? And your skin is probably going to heal at different rates on different areas of your face. If you've had lasering done it of your neck, because we have to go extremely light in this area, you will likely be ready to start medical barrier cream in 24 hours. And the best way to tell which areas of your skin are ready for the medical barrier cream, which is just a heavy moisturizer without irritants, is when you get out of the shower and dab everything dry. If you still have kind of a gooey appearance or little water droplets beading up on the skin, you still need to put Aquaphor on that skin. If it looks like smooth, dry, red, sunburned skin, it's appropriate to go ahead and start using your medical barrier cream. So there may be a few days that, say, you're still putting Aquaphor around your eyes, where we tend to add more heat, or around your mouth, where we tend to go deeper, but areas like your lateral cheeks, your neck, and your forehead may be healed over, and you can add medical barrier cream in these areas. So you can kind of tailor it to how your skin is doing, and again, usually it's going to be around the mouth and around the eyes, where Aquaphor may be going on a little bit longer before you transition to medical barrier cream here. Now, once your skin is healed over and everything has more like a dry sunburn appearance, you can go ahead and transition back onto your regular skincare very, very slowly. So we start with the medical barrier, which is a heavy moisturizer, and you may also want to use a hyaluronic acid, which is a clear jelly that just soaks directly into the skin. This is like giving your skin a drink of water, and it's a really fantastic product because it's not greasy, and you'll be kind of sick of the greasiness, even though you need that extra moisture. The next thing that you will probably need to add is a sunscreen. And I do advise that you're adding your products very slowly and gradually, one at a time. So if you are experiencing some irritation, you can kind of pinpoint which one is bothering you the most. So your sunscreen is going to be the first thing that you add. If you are just excellent with your sun avoidance with a hat, and maybe even a powder sunscreen on top of that, you should be able to avoid sun, which is important, for about 2 to 3 months after your procedure, depending on how deep it went. The first medical product that you're going to add back is your hydroquinone. And typically, this is going to be either your Obagi Clear or your blender. So you'll start that every couple days or every day. Make sure your skin is tolerating it. And then a couple of weeks after that, you'll gradually add back your Retin-A. So it can be very different from patient to patient about how fast they can go back on their products. But think first of all, moisture, then sun avoidance, then prevention of brown spots, and then lastly, exfoliation. One of the problems that people face quite a bit is prolonged redness in areas where the treatment was deeper or there was more heat added during the procedure. So this is not abnormal. That doesn't mean that there's anything wrong. It just means that these were areas that were treated more aggressively. You can use broadband light treatments to help decrease the redness a little bit faster. You can usually start doing this maybe few weeks to several weeks after your procedure to speed things along. And again, remember, that doesn't mean that there's something bad going on. It's just an indication of how deep the treatment was. Also, another long-term issue that people have with their skin is more of a breakout of acne. Now, this is due to the heavy, greasy skincare products and the moisturizing skincare products that were necessary during your healing. And also the fact that as your skin is healing, some of the wax glands or pores get sort of sealed over and they need to find their way back up to the surface. So if you have little fragile-looking whiteheads, go ahead and break these open with just a little bit of pressure or some gauze or maybe even a little clean needle. We can do that for you in the office as well. But if they are deep milia, like a grain of sand or something, a grain of salt deep underneath your skin, don't dig at these. If you're having a real problem with acne, you can use acne washes that are available at like the pharmacy or grocery store. OxyWash does have benzoyl peroxide in it, and that works very well. You can also use other products that typically have salicylic acid in them. And both of these are great to helping to control acne. Benzoyl peroxide put directly on your skin can cause more redness. So you'll just have to see if that works for you as well. We also have laser settings with our broadband light that are specifically geared towards acne. And the ones that are done for redness also help to decrease that. So it shouldn't be something that is, it definitely won't be something permanent, but you may go through a period of time where you are breaking out more because of the procedure. Now, your skin is going to continue to evolve for several months after your procedure, depending on the depth. If you only had a profractional, which is just like the aerating portion of the procedure, you should be back on regular skincare probably within a week to 2 weeks. If you've had a heavier resurfacing procedure, it may take you a couple of weeks longer than this. So you just, each person, based on their sensitivity and how sebaceous their skin is, their speeds are going to be a little bit different, but you should continue to see changes in your skin for up to 6 to 9 months following the procedure. Remember that sun avoidance is extremely important to help prevent the recurrence of brown spots. And even though this laser is not intended to correct brown, that's done better with IPL or broadband light treatments, you want to make sure, because your skin is very hypersensitive to creating that hyperpigmentation, that you're avoiding sun as much as possible, because even 5 minutes in the sun can create some wicked brown spots that'll take a while to go away. They won't be permanent. There's no question they won't be permanent, but it may take a lot of time for them to go away. So the better prevention you can do in that immediate postoperative period, the happier you're going to be with your results in the long run. Good luck with your healing. Make sure that no one in your family makes too much fun of you. And the more lasers, the better. You will continue to improve your skin gradually over time with each treatment. And I think it's an essential part of aging beautifully.